increase social connections. Reconnecting with a friend can boost happiness, but so can a meaningful encounter with a stranger. One of the most complex things we can engage with is another person's mind, says Juliana Schrader, an assistant professor at the University of California, Berkeley, and one of the researchers cited in the course. Ian loves chatting with waiters, and I noticed him doing it even more after we learned about the benefits of such interactions. He beams afterward. Tim Bono, who teaches his own course on happiness at Washington University in St. Louis, offers this caveat. Facebook friends don't count. In fact, many studies have found that the more you use social media, the less happy you are. In his book, Happiness 101, Simple Secrets to Smart Living and Well-Being, Bono argues this is because social media, especially picture-heavy platforms such as Instagram, showcases things others have that we don't, making us want more and appreciate less. Santos echoes this idea in her course. She warns of ways our minds trick us into feeling less happy, such as by comparing ourselves with others who seem richer or more accomplished. And with a volume of carefully curated digital personas online, the comparison is far less likely to be favorable, or, for that matter, true. How about perform acts of kindness? Volunteering to help someone or buying a coffee for the person behind you in line can make you happier than doing self-indulgent things, such as getting a massage or a pedicure. You just feel good about yourself as a person, says Sonia Lubomirsky of the University of California, Riverside, another of Santos's sources. Whereas, if you're treating yourself, it might actually lead to feelings of guilt afterward.